All right, what's going on? Happy Sunday evening to you. As you see, we're back for another episode of the Rock and Ragney Show, and we're going to have a wicked freaking good time tonight. So before we get into the guys and Wicked and meet them and talk to them about what they're doing, what they're up to, what's going on, and what's about to happen to the world of rock and roll in Wicked's eyes, I got to tell you, tonight's episode is brought to you by Todd Barrow. Todd Barrow Music, as a matter of fact. Todd Barrow is a Texas country music artist, and he offers modern country with a mix of traditional sound. He's a singer-songwriter who has racked up more than a few accolades from the PRSA Award of Excellence to an Award of Best Country Album. Also made an appearance on Good Morning Texas. Todd is heating up the airwaves and won audiences around the world. So visit him today at his website, toddbarrowmusic.com, and by his social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, Todd Barrow Music, except Instagram is Todd Barrow Music 1. And actually tune in Tuesday night when we sit down and we talk to Todd Barrow. So be ready for that. And also, this show and all of our shows that we do is brought to you by our good friends at Next Home Brandywine in Downeytown, Pennsylvania. Dan Peasy and his team of professional realtors, they provide you with guidance, knowledge, and information whether you're a buyer or a seller. Go to nexthomebrandywine.com for details or to contact an agent. They do service Philadelphia and the surrounding counties, but nationwide referrals are available. Be sure to ask for the NH5 listing special or just give them a call directly at 484-364-4862. That's 484-364-4862. And don't forget to mention Totally Driven Entertainment sent you. And finally, here we are. It's time to rock and roll and rock and Ragney Wicked style with the guys from Wicked. Guys, happy Sunday and thanks for hanging out on a Sunday night with me.
Dude, thanks for having us, man.
What's going on, dude? How you doing?
Very well. I have to give it to you.
You know what? I'm not as good as you guys, but I'm doing pretty freaking damn good. All right. I was going to say, like, I'm a little underdressed because I was expecting the whole glammed out 9 yards.
Dude, we've been in costume and out of costume and everything all day today. We've been doing some photo shoots at the Hotel Hugo in Soho in New York City. And it's been a long weekend of PR and photos, and it's been fun, man. We were just driving out and we said, you know what? We're going to stop at our producer's studio and do this Facebook Live thing because that's what you deserve and that's what rock and roll deserves.
How about that?
Yeah.
So let's not only educate me, but let's educate everybody that watches this about Wicked. How did you guys start? Like, how long have you guys been together for, actually?
It's been like 6 years now. And we kind of started, like, it was my brother, Chad, Michael, and I, and, of course, we wanted to do, like, you know, something like Alice Cooper, something like Ziggy Stardust that was, like, totally timeless rock and roll with all that androgyny and entertainment. And what were you to do in upstate New York, right? I mean, where are you going to find another blonde-haired, androgynous rocker? And luckily enough, we took to the internet back several years ago.
The internet.
And There happened to be this thing. It was kind of like a MySpace thing for, like, glam rock called Glam Nation. And we were looking for a guitarist, and there was this, like, gorgeous, gorgeous guy. Could have been a girl, but we were like, you know what? Let's just have him come and audition. And thank God he was good at guitar. I mean, and it all worked out. And then our drummer, Gunner, he kind of finished the puzzle piece a few years ago.
One big puzzle to finish.
Yeah, and but Gunner, he brings the thunder, man. I mean, he's a metalhead at heart, so we got to tone him down sometimes. He's an animal.
You know, that's the thing I was thinking too. Like, you know, in this day and age, how hard is it to find those true glam puzzle pieces? Because I'm sure it's hard to find people, especially here in the States. Like, over in Europe, it'd probably be a lot easier. But here in the States, to do, I mean, you guys are truly glammed out to the max with, you know, high hair, the 7-inch fucking heels, which we're going to get into too. But you guys are glammed out big time, which I'm a huge fan of since I was a little kid. So how hard was it truly to find those pieces besides, you know, starting with your brother?
It was really hard. I mean, we put we did it old school though. I mean, I don't know if it was intuition or what, but we would just print out flyers and we put like hot chicks on them, like putting their tongues together and shit like that with, you know, and like, here, like join the band. Like maybe if you see these chicks on this poster, you'll join the band. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was an uphill battle, but it was like lightning in a bottle. I always say, because I mean, right now, after 6 years, these four people in this room have been living together 24/7, like every day of the year, just doing rock and roll and you know, doing everything else that you have to do to make it work, and supporting each other. And I don't think you could replace one person and it would work. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things.
You know, that's a huge rarity too. Like how many, you know, young bands get together and, you know, there's constant lineup changes. So you guys have been it since day one, the four of yous, and that's been it.
Yeah, and we're in our faces every day, living together. You know, it's like an old kind of 70s kind of tradition that's been lost. And yeah, I mean, these guys are like family, but you know, we get at it. You know, we get at it, and then we make up, and it's like we're thick as thieves, man. It's really a good thing, and it's good for our prolificness. So yeah. Absolutely.
Now the whole image, like, was there like a real, like, I guess a meeting between the four of you, like, to figure out, like, we're going to go all white, we're going to go all white hair, 7-inch heels. Like, how did that whole image, like, how did you just come down with it? Was there another color beside white that you've thought about, or was it always white?
You know, the thing about rock and roll, like for us at least, is there's a bit of rebellion in everything. And, I mean, we love black, you know, as much as the next person. You know,
sure.
you can see right now, like, we're dressed head to toe pretty much. If it's not leopard, it's black clothes. But when you hit the stage, it's something different, and you're kind of like, you're making your statement, right? And, you know, we love the rock and roll scene, but, like, we're not in it to be like everybody else. And not many people do white. And white's kind of like an anti rock and roll thing. And, and in that, like, we've just done it, and it's kind of stuck because we did a bunch of Rocklahoma festivals. And the best thing about that was just walking around and wearing the white, people notice you, and they're like, you stand out from everyone else. And they're like, who the heck is that? You know what I mean? So it's just kind of like, maybe one day it would change, maybe it won't, but it's our way of kind of doing our own thing and kind of just being true to our attitude of the situation. So, we lost him.
The face he's making is insane. Chubby.
Mr. Dudley. There you go.
Blasphemous food.
Oh no.
There you go.
Now it's our show.
It's are we still live?
It's just
this is live.
Yeah, everybody.
He must have lost it because we still got the
Yeah.
So Gunnar, do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, what kind of questions you got for us, buddy?
What happened to Chubby?
Well, he froze and he went away for a second, but he'll be back. So what else? Let's tell the audience what we got going on.
Why is a drummer in the?
There we go.
He is.
Okay.
Wow. You know, 2020, we can have freaking glam bands, but we can't have working internet,
right? Well, and or live shows.
Your face froze so weird. It was just there. It was incredible. Anyway.
I hope you guys kept talking. I hope you guys kept talking with the answer.
Yeah. We did. We can't shut his mouth.
So, all right. So, I got to ask the 7-inch heels.
Yeah.
That had to be a major discussion. Like, did you guys like say like, you know what, we're going to do it. We're going to go all the way 7-inch freaking heels and all.
We actually started off. We were like, when we were really starting the band, we liked all the, you know, the greats, AC/DC, Thin Lizzy, Bowie, all that stuff. But that was at the root of who we were and what we liked. But we really liked what was going on in Sweden, right? Like, you had like bands like Crash Diet and Backyard Babies and all these like Swedish bands that were really kind of carrying that torch. And a lot of them wore cowboy boots. So that's where we kind of started. And we were like, you know what? We just want to tower over people too. So, and we loved how, like, you could look back at, like, you know, Bowie or Mott the Hoople, and people would have platform boots. And it was like, let's do that. Let's bring that back, because people don't have balls to do that anymore, you know? So
it's true.
Yeah. We just went for it, and it's kind of been a staple, of course. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, there's stories that come out of that. I mean, you know, Spinal Tap stories, like who at the very end of the show fell off their platforms into the amps and through the window, you know what I mean? Like, the stories could go on and on. It's too funny, man. But we have a good time, and we always, like, we're old hockey players, so it's always a challenge. Like, hey, dude, you think you could do like a jumping split tonight in those platforms? Yeah, I bet you can. You know what I mean? Like,
Was there like instructions that came along with the boots when you got them?
No. We started off buying like cheap, like, girls, like, boots off the internet, and they had like this like very high end stuff. And that, in the beginning, we were doing all these like horror conventions because we had like a look, so we could like stand and have a booth and people would actually come up.
Sure.
Kind of a cool thing. And then it became Kiss conventions, which was also awesome, because those fans would just gravitate to that kind of aura and presentation. But yeah, that was brutal, man. Like, 6 hours in those boots, standing around, shaking hands and taking photos, your feet are killing you. So we found these awesome bootmakers in Mexico, and they really kind of like partnered with us to like do custom work and
nice
right to our size and everything. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's a cool thing. I mean, who could go out and get a pair of, boots or shoes like that? You know what I mean? Like, it's cool, man.
That's awesome. Now, I love what you were just saying about how you guys were doing horror conventions and Kiss conventions.
Yeah.
Like, that's a great way, especially with such an image, to really, you know, market the band and network and really meet new fans and, you know, sell the brand.
I mean, you wouldn't believe it, but it's some of the best ways to do it. I mean, we act like, even at Rocklahoma, just walking around, handing out cards, meeting people. It's that personal social connection. And that's what, you know, we've really like learned over the years and try to adapt into the live shows too. You know, what, you know, we have a song called like Seal with a Kiss, and we'll bring like the ladies from the crowd up, and they could come up on stage and like interact with the band and get a kiss, and just little simple things like that. I mean, I think everybody, when they go out and they look for entertainment or music, that's what it comes down to at the core. You know what I mean? You're looking for that social connection, and those conventions are just amazing for that too. They really are. It's a blessing, being a band that does dress up, to be able to have that kind of advantage to go and do things like that. So, and we have a blast at them. It's great. We're sitting across from Linda Blair, or like, you know, and they're like, who's that over there? We're like, oh, we know who you are. Like, it's so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. That's great, man. I love that idea. I've done like conventions and all, and I'm a big like con goer, and that's awesome. Good for you guys.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man, all the time.
So how about the music? Let's get into the music now. Yeah. First off, one thing, I know, maybe I might be wrong about this, but are you guys on Spotify?
We were.
Yeah,
we were on all digital distribution, and we're making a pretty nice transition right now with the new album coming out early 2021, and we might even have something a little bit sooner for the fans as like a little like teaser tree EP kind of thing. But we're kind of cleaning up what has been done in the past. There's been a bunch of independent stuff and some stuff that we didn't have complete control over.
Okay.
So we've got a real nice grip on everything. And with the new stuff that we worked on with this like amazing producer, that's a really good friend of ours, Nacho Molino. He's out of Brooklyn right now, but he comes from Panama. And this guy, he's young, he's hungry, and he's like super talented. I mean, he's got 5 Grammys, and you know, he's a young dude, and he's bringing something. That's what we were saying to a lot of people this weekend on PR kind of things is, you know, you could go back and you could say, oh, dude, I loved all this stuff. And I could go to a Bob Ezrin or, you know, Eddie Kramer. And that's cool, you know, mm-hmm. but it's 2020 say, yeah. and we're going into 2021. And you know, you want to bring in that energy. And I think a producer and engineer is kind of like a fifth Beatle. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And that's what we really experienced. So there's a lot of evolution of this band that's kind of happening, and we're really excited about it. And that's why we're doing a lot of the PR we're doing, because we're really going to roll out something that's like, you know, the new Wicked. We're keeping to our roots. But you know, we've got a lot to bring to the table. And I think the fans are going to just go crazy over it. So,
you know, I was asked earlier on Instagram when I posted a picture of you guys, you know, what do you guys sound like? And the way I think I can best describe it is you guys take that naturally Kiss, but I want to say 70s Kiss, and also going from the 70s like Cheap Trick and Angel. Like you take that stuff and then you put you guys on Sunset Strip in like the late 80s. Yeah. And I think that's the perfect mixture of your sound. And of course, it's modern sounding as well.
Yeah, I love that. I saw that. I love the Cheap Trick thing because, you know, that's exactly it. I mean,
it's a melodic rock and roll.
Yeah, I mean, we were born with that like aggression of the 70s Kiss, you know, the band when it kind of came about. And I think where it's going now is, you know, we're just fusing in more of the other things that we like Thin Lizzy, Cheap Trick, a little bit of Boston, you know what I mean? Like, sure. So you're exactly on the tip of everything, and that's exactly it. And what we want to do is we don't want to, you know, there's bands out there that could be, you know, the next Led Zeppelin. Okay, cool. Awesome. You know, we miss them. But like, and all the power to them. But what we really are all about, again, back to that whole rebellion thing, is you got your roots, but how do you put your twist on it? And how do you bring something kind of new and a new flavor to it? And that's Wicked. I mean, I think it'll always be like that in a very Bowie-esque kind of standpoint where you've got your evolutions. You know, we're people who stick to our core, but you got to keep evolving. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Now, how did you guys end up coming up with the name Wicked?
It was such a weird thing. Everybody always says, oh, is that from Wicked Lester? And we're like, God, I wish it was that easy. Like, that would have been freaking great, you know? But we're big fans of like going to Salem and and like that kind of like, you know, exploration and culture. And we've got some really good friends out there and a little bit of that. And, you know, I think the word Wicked for us, we were trying to find like, you know, how Kiss had a one word name and mm-hmm. like Boston, you know, and how do you have an impact with something condensed that makes sense and is iconic and timeless. Yeah. And we're like, It's got to be something that's extreme, and what's more extreme than Wicked could be really good or really bad. And I think we have that dichotomy of both, and it would just fit perfect. And this guy just started drawing up the logo before I could come up with any other name. So I was like, we're going with it. It looks good, man.
You know, it's funny you say that too, because I always thought to myself, a lot of times when a new band will come out and I hear the name, and like, I always think to myself, like referring to Kiss, like, can you see that band's name in lights on a big stage in an arena? And a lot of times you're like,
yeah, no, somebody's band
not at all.
we have a running game, and believe me, we love everybody and we support them, but we have a running game where we'll look at new band names, and some of them are a little bit, you know, enjoyable. So we'll be like, oh,
because we have that same mindset too of what you just said. Yeah, and it's like, how can you see that? Like,
right.
But you know? We've always wanted to like stick with that, like that very good idea that like Kiss and those bands had, where like, if your name is simple and iconic enough, kids could get into it. People could draw, you go on a t-shirt, you know, it's economical, you know what I mean? Yeah. So.
Right. Now, how about just that? You know, when you guys are putting this all together, here in the States, they don't, or they haven't embraced, you know, the style of music you guys are doing, the look, you know, like they used to. Did that make you nervous at all at first? You know, were you kind of like apprehensive?
I think that's a part of it. It's like, you know, if I wanted to really make it, I would have played country. You know what I mean? Like right off the bat. And if it was an easy thing, or we would have picked up a laptop and sat in our room and, you know, great just had somebody else, you know, play the music for us. But, you know, I think it, we have a thing for hard work, and we are hard workers at the core of what we do. But, you know, we believe in what we love. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, if we're having a good time, that's all that matters. I mean, I have all the confidence in the world that we have something to put out that people are going to enjoy. But at the end of the day, if I could sit in the room with these three guys and, you know, we could look back on the memories and have a good time, been worth it, you know.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now how about I mean, you guys are a hard-working band, a lot of shows, like you said, you're out there hustling, doing conventions and stuff like that to get the word out. You know, 2020 comes, we get hit with this pandemic, everything shuts down. How the hell has that affected you guys?
You know, it's interesting because it's a terrible thing, and a lot of people are struggling with it, as are we. I mean, don't get me wrong, I mean, everybody knows you get your money from shows. So,
sure,
you know, and that's something that we've kind of connected with our fans on, with our fans on, and just said, you know, look, I mean, we're going to be blunt. I mean, we can't play shows. You know, we came out, we did a show, and it was great. Everybody, the venue abided by all the regulations, and it went off famously. Nice. Lots of people in the crowd, got to play some new songs off the album to tease them and everything. And it was a great night. But, you know, we got kind of slapped with some, you know, reiterations of sanctions and stuff. And for us, we're making the best of it. I mean, we made an album. First, we made a studio.
Okay.
With the Nacho, our producer, he was able to give us his engineering expertise and help us design this place so it was formidable to make an album.
Nice.
We made the album, and now we're doing all of the, you know, photo shoots and music videos and everything. We're really preparing a great product where, you know, if we were playing every weekend, maybe we wouldn't have had time to maybe go that far. And quite frankly, I think we're going to walk out of the year with a second full length album in our back pocket. So, I mean, you know,
wow,
it's just how you take advantage of things. I mean, We're going to do some Patreon stuff with the fans. Everybody's been doing live streaming shows, and I think that's cool. But, you know, to your, you know, point you've made earlier in the show is, you know, one of our big things that is the core of Wicked is the live show. And I don't know if it's so much equivalent if we just sat down on our bed and played acoustic guitars, you know, so,
right.
And that's cool too. But We're going to come out with a Patreon, and there's going to be things like live streams that like you could go on and see, and they're going to be like a real show minus the sweat dripping off. and there'll be some like one-on-one things where people could like harass us or stalk us or whatever, you know what I mean? So it's all good. And we got some cool stuff to abide the time and keep that connection, because that's what it's all about, man. It's rock and roll. It's your fans, it's the scene, and you got to keep that social connection and that scene going, because it's the most important thing when it comes to live music, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I really agree with you too. Like, the, you know, with this whole pandemic thing and everything, I think it's been a time for everybody, I mean, to just do that, where we're given now this opportunity to kind of like reboot everything. Like, you guys are rebooting everything and building a freaking studio and doing new album, new music, and it's giving you the time where you don't have to like try to rush or cram it in between doing live shows on the weekend, to where you can just really focus on it and do it right the way you want and take your time, and then launch it all out properly and not rush and struggle and, you know, feel the pressure. So I think it's as crazy as it is, I think this whole thing's been a good thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, to that point, it's like a snake shedding its skin. I mean, we've we've taken everything not only from like all that media work that we're doing for the music, but even from a business standpoint, and we've gotten our ducks in a row, and you know, we're educating ourselves, and we're putting in the work to make sure that we're the best that we could be. So, I mean, I think at the end of the day, we're going to walk out of 2020, and it's not a waste of time at all. I mean, it's a bummer. We miss playing live, and there's nothing better than a live show. But I think that, you know, maybe this was needed, you know what I mean?
Sure.
To some degree for some people. So
I agree.
We'll make the best of it.
But I did see you guys did play a live show a few weeks ago.
I'm telling you, it was a lot of fun. I mean, the thing went off famously. It was all set up properly, and there were tables separating with a certain amount of people and groups 6 feet apart, and masks if you're not sitting. And you couldn't stand up, and you didn't have all that. But you know what? It almost was nice because people listened a little bit more, too. And we were playing new songs, which kind of worked together. And you know, you could see like they had nothing else they could do because they couldn't get up. So they were focusing and they were like, you know, getting into it and like, hey, and then like the applause was great. And it was like later on after the show, you heard more of like, I remember this lyric or this title. And like,
right.
Is that going to be on the new album? So it wasn't such a bad thing. I don't know. It was kind of nice.
Now, were you guys afterwards able to like meet with the fans, or was that kind of awful?
Yeah, no, we were able to, you know, everybody did their thing with the masks and everything and still signed all of the autographs and, you know, nice. Dropped the masks for a couple of pictures and, you know, it was great. I mean,
yeah, it was
awesome. It's unfortunate that it couldn't continue, but, yeah. You know, hoping everybody's staying safe out there and, you know, it's tough times, but. It'll all be back. And I think when it comes back, it's going to be like a bomb. It's going to just,
oh, yeah.
The music scene is just going to, people are hungry for it. Mm-hmm. You know, people like us are working hard behind the scenes and you're just going to see like this, it's going to be like the roaring 20s, I think. You know what I mean?
People are going
to be like going crazy and having a great time. So
I agree. Looking
forward to that.
So the new album, any idea when you're going to release it? Is it like ready to go or?
Well, it's in the mastering stage right now and tentatively early 2021. We really want to come out of the gates with it and complement it, which we've already set a bunch of dates, you know, barring everything opening up properly for like the summer of 2021, North American tour, and I actually going to Europe. So.
Oh, nice.
And I think that's a big thing because we haven't been over to Europe and we have a lot of fans that we're really dying to see and meet and share that live show connection with. So that's kind of the plan right now. And, you know, I think in a couple of months here, we're going to have another bunch of press releases where we're going to have some singles and some announcements to make. But things are coming along great. Yeah.
Do you guys think you will end up doing a live stream at all to, you know, for fans like that right now, like in Europe and just to, you know, hit everybody?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think in the next, you know, within the month, you're going to see the Patreon and a bunch of that stuff go up. And
nice.
We've been putting in the work to do it right. And that's going to be one of the cool things we're going to do into the end of the year. And we're pretty excited about it. Yeah.
That's awesome. So how about album wise in the past, like how many have you released? Like that was the one thing that was driving me nuts. Like I couldn't find out like the total releases or like,
the way to best kind of like look at it is they were really for more or less, like independent limited releases. Okay. We had back like at the beginning of the band, we had something called Origins, which was a CD. And it had 12 tracks on it.
Ten tracks on it. I wasn't even in the band. I know.
No, he was in the band. He was just much shorter.
I don't know.
And, no,
short little
guy. He didn't grow his hair out yet.
Short little wee guy.
That came out. We then did
so stupid.
He grew up a bunch in the past couple of years.
He was eating his vegetables.
So dumb. So dumb.
Sorry. We then had a live vinyl that we had put out called Life Alive, which was limited. It was just physical copies. And there's some floating around. Actually, the band has a small box left of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty cool too. We did that in like a theater back in Utica, and it had like all that, like, you know, when you think about like Kiss live albums, like the energy, you know what I mean? So pretty cool. Gunner was still short then. And then what else did we do? We had Rock and Roll come out, another limited release on CD, and we had a covers album, very, very limited. And that was kind of cool. We did like some UFO, Alice Cooper, Bowie, Thin Lizzy,
Hellcats.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, like Hellcats, like so like the Stars guys that were left over that were in the Hellcats band. That was cool. We love those guys. They're one of our favorites. And we got to sit down with Richie Raino, like
work out the guitar parts.
Like, really, dude, cool. Is this how you're doing it? He's like, yeah. No, nice. You're listening to me. it's so fun. I mean, when you get to sit with your idol, you know, we've done it in person too, but like even over the computer, and it's like, it's so cool that people could be that, like, you know, genuine. So very awesome.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Cool. So, all right. So where should we send everybody to find out more about you guys to be ready when the, you know, album comes out and get all the dirt and scoop and info?
Absolutely. I mean, the main hub is the website, wickedrockandrollofficial.com. And if you go there, it'll take you everywhere else. If not, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok.
I was just going to say, you guys are on freaking TikTok.
You have a TikTok? Yeah.
Are you doing the dances? You know why.
Not yet. Me and my fiance have one that we do like this comedy stuff on, and I was informed the other day that supposedly she wants me to do the WAP dance. The WAP dance.
We're going to get Gunner and Scott to do that one.
Pay money to see Chubby Dudley do that.
No, but it's all wicked rock and roll with the end between the rock and the roll, because end's cooler than and, because nice. Rock and rollers don't spell everything. So, check it out. I mean, there's a lot of new stuff that's going to come out in the month. And as we said, 2021, new album. I mean, you guys, you're going to get some teasers and you're going to get some special surprises before then. But I think Tuesday we're doing two music videos, and tonight we're leaving New York City from all the photo shoots. So
cool.
Things are coming, man. It's going to be awesome.
Nice. Yeah. Well, you guys got to come back and hang out again, you know, when the stuff gets released. And
we're going to give you the exclusive press release information when it comes up. So
cool. I'm looking forward to it. And then next time I want to see all the freaking hair up and the black lipstick and the freaking boots. If you don't have the boots on, you can't come back on.
We don't want you to look like an airplane pilot.
I'll tease what little hair I have left.
Yeah. We're gonna have to send Chad over there because he does all the hair. So
yeah,
you can take night off if he didn't do it.
Well, this is a lot of fun, guys. Man, thanks for hanging out. Congrats on everything. I'm looking forward to hearing the new music.
Thank you.
Have a good night, brother.
Thank you too.